Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, 8 o'clock, July 6th. Inner Sight and the Matter Glad Monday, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion. Around the world, Inner Sight Eye in July. Hey, all right. Got the whole month to say that. All right, yeah. I was so happy to hear today from Tyree Campbell, who was the dad of Ollie Campbell, passed away, young kid, 31, multiply disabled. And, you know, I'm not happy about his passing, of course, but I am happy that Ollie did not have to live his life in an institution, thanks to his dad, who took control and fought for him. You know, Ollie couldn't really fight for himself because he couldn't talk. He could hear, couldn't see. You know, and his mental capacities were very limited. But he was so lucky and fortunate to have a dad. And Tyree's wife, Cheryl, another beautiful, beautiful person to be with Ali and to fight for him and to keep him out of the hands of these horrible institutions where we've all come to believe that many of these places contain haters of the disabled. I mean, the way people are treated, you know, that's the conclusion that we have now drawn. So we're hoping that the state will at some point understand that and intervene and change the system so that we, the disabled, can run our own lives. That would be a definite glad. But we talked about, Tyree and I talked about how we're going to do a memorial to Ollie and with the possibility of trying to create some kind of a fund to help people who want to keep their loved ones out of institutions. So, very important. And Inner Sight would like to play a major role in that. You know, we're all dreamers, you know, because that's all we have right now. There is no organization that I know of on this planet that stands up for the rights of all disabled people. I don't know of one. You know, they're all segmented unsure of themselves, and they're not, you know, they go after things that times aren't real. They're not realistic, you know, and that's one of the biggest problems why we don't have equality, because disabled people don't agree that there is no equality. You know, I mean, it's so ridiculous. Asking the state for more and more and more and more and more money, and along with that money comes more control. See, a person has to control their own life. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about in all these other countries that don't have the laws to protect people. And we, the disabled, don't have a law to protect us. We're not protected. It's horrible. You know, it really is. I mean, we got to fight our way through and badger people and threaten to call the newspapers and the lawyer and all that to get the simplest thing. So, yeah, Ollie Campbell, great kid, beautiful. Had him on the show. We're gonna try to to rerun that show. Tyree has a copy of it. I'm going to rerun it on the inner site when we get back in the studio. It was a great, great program that we did. And we're, in addition to that, we're going to do a new program with Tyree Campbell and learn a lot more about Ali. He's up there in heaven. He's an angel. I believe that. Many people believe that. You don't have to believe that, but many of us do. And he's looking down on Inner Sight. And I believe he will help us. All right, around the world, Man of Glad, Monday, Inner Sight. If we get an engineer in here, you'll be able to call in. 213-816-1650. And you can talk about what you're mad about or glad about. A lot of crazy things going on in the world. And now you got these people destroying statues of Americans, of people who were designated by the country, by the Congress. You see, you can't let people take the law into their own hands. This country wouldn't last very long if that happens. I'll tell you something. All right. So you got some of the politicians coming forward now and voicing their outrage over it because they voted for it. You know, you're going to do something, do it the right way. You know, you got the power, you got the attention of the press, you got the money in your organization. Do it the right way. That way the message will get out better too. Right now, people only look upon these people who are destroying federal property as criminals. That's all they're looking upon people as. There's no point to it. There's no message. You know, somebody does something like that, they're a criminal. You know, and the same thing that we at Inner Sight look upon, that it should be criminal that people interfere with our safety crossing the street by not putting these lights up that we can read. You see, that's not criminal for us. So the people who are going out and destroying these statues and other things, be glad that you've got a law to protect you. You know, that somebody can't come to your house and destroy your statue or something that you have that you cherish and get away with it. You see, it works both ways. So be grateful that you have rights and you have a law, because millions of us don't. There's no law to protect you when you're denied a service dog or a traffic signal. There's nothing. Nothing happens to the people who deny these things. And that's wrong, because it's interfering with somebody's safety, somebody's life, putting people more in danger. So there should be... you know, a lot of these laws come from Britain. Take a look at the history of Britain toward the blind and the disabled. You know, they would kill your service dog if you went there and you didn't surrender it. You know, horrible people that would do that, you know. And we fought it, and as far as I know, that law is still repealed, unless somebody went and changed it and we don't know about it. But we fought for that in England, and we beat them. So when you think about it, a lot of these laws come from England, and many of them can be oppressive. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East. Akita Rescue, And Tom's River, New Jersey, adopting a key to 609-388-7004 is the number for the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank them for all their help. Thank you for the recent food for my dog. I greatly appreciate that. Around the world, in sight, all the beautiful children. And now we add Ollie Campbell to our list, who passed away. Ollie's death was a lot more peaceful than all the others on our list. You know, little Tommy and Corey Avanti Oquindo, who were neglected. And on the opposite side, the contrary, contrast, I should say, Ollie was well taken care of and loved and all that. All right, all the beautiful children, go an extra mile for a child. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Inner Sight reminds you. Around the world, Kennedy Realty. Kennedy is back in the office. So you want to take advantage of that. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. We appreciate Mr. Kennedy's help toward Inner Sight and him being part of the committee to license the service dog school, and we're going to resume meetings on that as soon as we can. Around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, some of our friends, TruroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, Good Mojo Printers with a .com, and I think I hear an engineer with a .com.
How you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
I had little phone trouble. My husband had to reboot the house phone.
Reduce the house phone.
No, reboot.
Huh?
The house phone had to be turned on and turned off, basically, in a nutshell.
Yeah. All right, well, our deepest condolences. The funeral was today, right, for Marie?
It was. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I couldn't go to the cemetery because the cemetery where the plot was and the rules that they have by the city. Now, this is not the – it's the city and the state that when you go to sort of a burial, you have to stay in your car. Okay, that's not a problem. But then the grave diggers have to go there. You know, you wait, and then you have to wait till they finish, okay, you know, prepping. But now, couldn't they do that when you were, you know, at the church? Couldn't they prep everything, you know, and be ready for you? No, that didn't happen. They prep when you arrive.
You mean before you get there?
Yeah. No, they don't do that. They prep when you arrive there, and you have to arrive before a certain time. Everything is based on the grave diggers. I'm so sorry, grave diggers, but that isn't sort of right, you know? I know you guys are union-based, but come on.
Now, wait a minute. When you say, oh, hold it. When you say stay in your car, you mean this is for the virus business, right?
Yes, just for cause
of
the virus.
Let's make that clear. It's not all the time.
Yes, but no, not all the time, but... But I don't know if they'll keep this in place. I have no idea. Anyway, so they when the virus when you have to get out of your car to go to the the grave site, they're going to have they call you. This is what I was told because I couldn't go. I didn't go, obviously. I said to myself, I'm already not so healthy and lately and in pain. Could you imagine me going in and out of the car like that? Forget about it. I couldn't do this. And the only
you don't have an accessible vehicle.
No, I was just about to say that. I said, I don't have an accessible vehicle. I can't afford $60,000, $70,000 for an accessible vehicle at the moment. So, that being said, No. I mean, there are other vehicles that I could probably, that are not new, I probably can get. But the problem is, I have no idea where half these vehicles are and how to even begin to get them.
Well, you don't, you don't have to have the money to get that.
That too. I don't have that either.
But my question is, on the normal circumstances, forget about the virus business, if you get out of your vehicle, let's say you're in a wheelchair,
right?
You get out. Are you able Are you able to get to the grave site?
It depends on the cemetery. It depends on where the grave location is. Some grave locations very easily. Some cemeteries very easily. Some cemeteries, it sucks like hell. Okay, I'm going to say it like that, because that's the only way to describe it. The cemetery where, you know, I was, you know, going to be going to, it's up a huge, large, winding, gravelly, not only gravelly, like mountainous, from what I understand, hill, okay? And it's like grass and everything that's not good for a wheelchair, it has.
So you don't have accessibility over there.
Oh, no. Whatsoever. Yeah. That's number one, okay? From what I understand, when Marie went to bury her husband when we moved, before we moved in here, I couldn't go then, and I had more of an ability to go then, okay? Now, I don't, all right? I was able to walk then. I couldn't go then. Everybody was telling me not to because they were afraid that I was going to fall, all right, when I walked. So I said, no, I won't go. I felt bad I didn't go, but they, you know, didn't want me to go then. So now, same thing, you know, holds. You know, now I have even a worse chance, you know. But she almost fell into Gotham.
Well, they should have provision. They should have provision for people who can't walk.
Yeah.
You know, they really should.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, what about a cot or a car? Or, you know, they have these mini things, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but isn't it ironic how the law protects certain people, like the grave diggers, but it doesn't protect the disabled?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the disabled person protected with accessibility?
I don't see it.
You know? There it is again, world. A half-ass situation with a half-ass law. It doesn't mean that. Oh, you say, yeah, go take them to court. How many years that would take?
That's true.
Forget it. Wait, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not even worth it, because you, through the ADA, you can't even get a substantial money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sue them for embarrassing you in the burial of your loved one because you couldn't get up the hill or whatever it is to the grave. You know, I mean, how many millions of dollars that's worth to somebody?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
Could you only imagine, Frank, if I were, God forbid, a million times, that if it, God forbid, were a spouse of somebody's.
Yeah, right.
For real. I mean,
yeah, you
I
went
think,
to the cemetery and you couldn't get
right.
to the gravesite.
To the gravesite. Now, this was a family's gravesite.
That's horrible.
For example. That would be absolutely horrible for a family.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Now, I'm just letting you know.
Here, your loved one dies and you can't
right.
even get
yeah.
to... close enough to honor them.
Could you imagine the person would be sitting in the car waving to their spouse? That's all they'd be able to do.
Yep.
That would be absolutely horrible.
That's
and
how this world
all
is.
All the limos that I'm aware of, okay, there could be one or two that are made for the disabled, okay? that I'm not aware of at the moment. But they could be. Okay.
They should all be made for the disabled.
Yeah, they should be. All right. But at the moment, I could not be aware of one or two. All right. But there are limos out there that I'm waiting for to, you know, find out.
Well,
you know,
that's a definite mad that you couldn't get maneuver in the cemetery to visit any grave you want.
Right. For my father, oh, my goodness. This was horrible. Now I got to do the same thing for my mother. Well, I'm going to really complain. I might even see if I can do a ADA lawsuit. I don't care. You know, I got to really, this will be charting on new territory for the ADA. I'm going to do it.
ADA doesn't cover a lot of things.
And you know what? That is the biggest disgrace right there, that they don't cover that one item. You know?
All right, interesting. How about Able News? We got to cover Able News.
Oh, always. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a calendar of events, and columns written by experts and all of that. Sorry about that. And just a little repeating. And then we've got your classified section to buy and sell items. And also we have that subscription that you'd like to get. It's free. And we would like to go back to Frank today. Okay.
All right, Inner Sight Around the World, MetaGlad Monday, 213-816-1650. Are we getting any response that you're aware of on our Facebook, on Independence, anything?
Oh, let me look. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, we put a nice Facebook thing up there, a little different than we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we've gotten any response on it. All right, always good to know. Inner Sight, tomorrow night open mic, Wednesday night, Thursday subjects, and Friday the funnies. That's the schedule here on Blog Talk Radio for Inner Sight. And Wednesday we're going to be talking about hatred. You know, don't hate the people hate
disabled.
What they do.
That's right.
So we'll talk about that. Thursday,
that's
we're
right.
going to talk about jobs. For the
that's
disabled.
Right.
All right. Inner Sight, MetaGlad.
I'm going
and,
to that page. Give me a second. Oh, there.
If you want to call in, 213-816-1650, the Inner Sight number here on the blog. Let's see, what's happening in the news? I heard that some congressman, former congressman, out west, I think it was, who spoke out against people destroying statues that have been authorized by Congress.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, there's laws for reasons, you know, there's intent behind laws, you know. And one of them is you destroy federal property.
Yeah.
So we don't recommend that.
That is true.
There's a right way and a wrong way to do it. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. And I'm glad that the weekend is over. A lot of noise Saturday. But, you know, not as much as usual, because I think people didn't have as much money to spend on fireworks. So they wound up with less.
Yeah, right.
All right. Yeah, but I like some of them. You know, I like the...
Yeah?
The little the light perception I have in my left eye. I can see the...
Yeah.
The lights a little bit.
Yeah, it must be nice.
You know? But my dog will tell you she's not crazy about firecrackers.
Oh, tell her Suzanne isn't either. Oh, my God. One person really scared the living daylights out of me. I my hearing isn't that good, all right? And I was rolling home on firecracker day because, of course, I don't have a vehicle. And I was rolling home from, it's within walking distance of my house, the funeral home. And I'm walking home from the funeral home on my wheelchair, and I get to the house, and before I go in, that whole process, there was a firecracker, I gotta say. It landed, like, I don't know, so close to my wheelchair, and it was one of those big ones.
Yeah.
I thought I had a heart attack. Because not only did it shake...
Well, you thought you got your hearing back.
Yes. No.
You heard that, right?
I heard that, but I felt it. That was the more significant thing about it. And that's what scared me more than me hearing it. Oh,
yeah,
my
firecrackers
God.
Fireworks can be dangerous.
Oh, my God. And I was scared more of my oxygen igniting more than anything.
Right.
So I literally hightailed it as much as I could. I have a switch on my wheelchair that all I have to do is just keep pressing until I feel. And I kept holding on the joystick. I didn't care where I was. I looked, you know, as much as I could with the thing, and I kept, you know, waving my hands if I was going to cross the street. But I just hightailed it from where I was. But you could feel my heart through my ears pounding, because I actually screamed. I have never screamed in a long time. I've screamed because of that, because...
So you don't know who ignited that firecracker.
No, I don't. And I don't know if somebody threw it at me. That I don't know either. I don't know if it was thrown at me or if it came there by accident. That I don't know. I can't tell you. Because I couldn't see.
Well, Ollie must have been watching over you.
Yeah, Ollie and everybody else. Holy cat. So I got home. And on the way home, I mean, I'm telling you, hightailing it. And then, aside from hightailing it, then my husband, on the way home, he's wondering why I didn't, you know, he beat the horn and why I wasn't waving to him or anything. I just wanted to get the hell home at that point because my heart was in my mouth. That's why I didn't wave to you, hon. Oh, he didn't hear me.
Yeah, those firecrackers can be scary, man.
Well, if somebody's throwing something at you,
any
little,
response
yeah.
on the Facebook?
I saw 15 reaches. And, let me see. Geraldine says, Happy 4th of July. Donate to Inner Sight. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, and you say you saw 15 what?
15 reached 15 people that they clicked on it, they liked it, and usually 15 people, you know, go and they say, oh, wow, this is interesting, you know, and then their reaches reach more people, you know, that's how things work. Now.
Uh-huh. See if we get anything.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I hope so. It's just people going, oh, that's interesting, you know, like that, and seeing it,
yeah.
You know.
Well, what we want to do will help everyone, you know.
Yeah, I pray to God.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
Anybody on the line? Inner Sight.
Yeah, let me check. Yeah.
Live.
Oh, hold on. Yep. We've got Maureen.
Yeah.
She comes.
All right. Nursing home advocate. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hi.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever had a firecracker like that?
No, I hope I don't ever either. That was scary.
No, that scared the bejeevers out of me, I tell you. I didn't know where it came from, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You never know. Another inch closer or whatever. It could have really been a serious outcome.
Catastrophic,
you know?
Yes. But I felt it, like I said.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, because I couldn't hear or see where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it literally took my heart out. That's basically where it came from.
Yeah, you know, you just don't know. Somebody could have thrown it. It is possible anymore in these crazy times we live in.
I have no clue, but I really was intent to get the heck out of there. I did not want it. It could have been an accident. I don't care.
Yeah, you just
don't
know.
Somebody should have ran over and said, are you okay, ma'am, or whatever. You know,
you don't have to worry because the 4th of July is finished now anyway, so you don't, I mean, for good.
Oh, no.
They want to do away with
here.
That now, too.
Oh, no. We've got crazies here. They'll still continue to use fireworks.
Oh, yeah, they'll be sending off fireworks no matter when.
Yes,
anyway.
They will. They'll keep finding them, too, and using them.
Yeah. And our dear governor is denying that he had anything to do with the putting the sick people in the nursing homes. He won't own up to that one.
Well, who did it if he didn't do it?
I guess the fairy. Nursing home fairy that I always said went around to nursing homes and did stuff that nobody took responsibility for. I guess it was the nursing home fairy again.
Now, if he looked at, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say this right on air, because I really feel so strongly about, I cannot see how someone can misinterpret what Inner Sight said. And I'm going to say this strongly, because Inner Sight said this way before COVID, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you didn't misinterpret it. We've said, get the nursing home residents out into their own homes because it was healthier for them more than once. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was way before COVID ever. You have it on this program. Okay.
We've been doing that for years.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Then COVID starts. Okay, then with more intensity, we're saying it. Because now you've got a catastrophic crisis, and we actually start tweeting you with it, okay?
Mm.
And we say it with urgency. We have a plan. We have an idea. Get these. We've told you this before. Get these nursing home residents out, okay? Put them in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what I exactly wrote. Okay? Establish home care. This is what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the COVID patients and put them in there.
No, did you tell them? I hope you wrote where they can get the money from.
Yes, I did. The agencies and the governments.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I wrote everything, and I said save taxpayers. I did wrote our whole plan and save taxpayers' money. I wrote it all in detail, Frank. All.
Yeah.
and put the money into a person's debit card account.
I did
account.
That too. Yep,
mm-hmm.
I did all of that.
Yeah.
I wrote everything that we wanted, everything that we had said.
You
right?
wrote
and
to,
I said,
where did you do this writing?
I did it off of Twitter with a long thing, and I based it on what we had written before.
Oh, you put it on Twitter?
Dictated, yeah. And I dictated it to, no, it was actually a governmental form that you submit through, what was it? In fact, I think we did it together. I don't know. One of the things we did with one of the other politicians.
Go nowhere.
So I just added to it. Anyway, I submitted it on a request form. That's what it was. I submitted it on a pre-COVID thing. And it was an ideas to help with COVID, right? So I submitted it, right? Well, I suppose he used part of my idea, but not the right part, Governor. You should have read the whole thing. We don't need to do that. How are we going to do that? But that other part's real good.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what you do. You don't kill the elderly and the disabled.
That's right.
They don't have long to live. They're all disabled and they're weak. No. That's not what the intention was for.
That's right.
That intention was all inclusive. That intention was all for the disabled and the elderly and the United States. All inclusive. United States, everybody.
Right.
I'm not talking about, you know, this person, that person, excluding anybody. Okay? I'm tired of excluding anybody. It's only for this type of person, that type of person, the person who hangs upside down, for God's sake. I'm tired. Really, I am.
It's just gotten too out of hand, too ridiculous. And I've seen the light, and, you know, it's just... They don't even mention when the nursing homes are going to open to the relatives. They don't even mention it.
They don't care. Oh, if I was a reporter there, they won't like what I have to say.
Right.
They won't like it because I will keep going.
I mean, tanning salons and piercing places and tattoo, all this crap.
They'll see
we can't
that
go
I'm
see
disabled,
our loved ones.
And what are they going to say? What and I'm multiply disabled.
Right.
What are they going to say? How are they going to say that?
I know. I mean,
how
everybody's been together, and we can't be with our loved ones or them with us. It's crazy.
Right.
I missed the phone call with my mom today because I was on with two of the agencies of nothingness.
My.
You know, two of them that. One was using the Visiting Nurses of New York. They had my mom on the wrong. That's where she was on the wrong program for the 3 years.
I would have just
almost
hung up
3 years.
Honestly, if you knew the time was coming.
So we were trying to sort that out. So then later on,
tomorrow?
I got a call.
That's all.
And my poor mom, these are her first words. Are you coming today? Every day. It breaks my heart in
you know
a million
what you
pieces.
Say? I'm sorry, Mom. You just go, I'm sorry, Ma, you know this stupid virus. That's all. It's what I've been doing. And I can't even call her. Oh, my God. I have to arrange it. Every time I call their number, I have to go through looking for the darn nurse or looking for, she has a phone there.
Yeah.
I call, I leave a message in the morning. I call, I leave a message at night. She doesn't know how to pick up the phone. That's all I need is somebody to go there and dial from her phone to get me.
Right.
That's all I need.
Well, I don't even know. Thursday they're supposed to have something to tell how things are going, and I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
I might get her that jitterbug that you have, the one there. I'm sorry to advertise on your... show. Frank.
What happened to that?
I said to Frank, I'm sorry to advertise on his show.
I was
just thinking about what you said with the phone with Rosie. Maybe she needs a different kind of phone.
That's it. The other phone automatically answers. I need something that automatically answers.
Yeah, she needs a phone that's accessible for her.
Yeah, no. She needs something that what the other one, the watch that she had, all right, automatically answered. And she loved it because she was like, oh, Suzanne's here, because she had it on her hands, right? And it automatically answered. But she would get it wet, okay? The aide would take it off, but my mother still didn't know. And it, my aide, the aide was trying to be fast enough, but my mother was faster than her. She would just, like, immediately just put her hands in water. And the aide would be like, nah, 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 you know, like a kid, you know. So, and there, it was gone by the time I...
So they don't make them waterproof,
That's the problem. That's what they need to do. They need to make that particular one, especially. And it's a kid's phone. It's a kid's phone. It's advertised as a kid's phone. You think it should be waterproof? Yes. It is. A kid's phone. It should be completely waterproof. They have the phones that, you know, the iPhones, excuse me.
You call the Alzheimer's Foundation, and they didn't call you back. They wouldn't help you, right?
No, through this crisis, I didn't get a call back from them, no.
Well,
I left one of those outreach forms, and they just gave me outreach, programs. Yes, but they said that, I'm sorry, they gave me this thing, I'm sorry there's no COVID crisis things at this time, blah, 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 blah. You know, the form things.
They should be getting people everything they need.
That's right.
The Alzheimer's.
As far as I am aware, there's no through the Alzheimer's Foundation. But you could go through Medicaid and Medicare if you're eligible. Blah, 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 blah. That's how, at that time, when I applied.
They're not going to get anything.
Mm-mm. No, that's right.
We'll be waiting for that.
But I'll look again, and we'll try again. I don't know. Maybe they were thinking about it once I mentioned it. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
All these places,
it's
all I look for, to tell you where else to go.
Yeah.
I want to tell them where to go.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Lenny.
All right, inner sight.
Wait a minute, I gotta tell you.
Did you hear what the mayor said today? Why there's so much shootings and violence and all? This was his answer.
What?
Because people were trapped inside for so long.
Wait.
What kind of a moronic statement is that?
And then who put them there?
One of so many we've heard the past 4 months.
But wait, who put them there?
Yeah.
Who put them there and who didn't create, you know, a way in which beforehand a pandemic alert system and a pandemic way of thinking? Who didn't create that? You know? That's what should have been done.
Yeah. Well, I just, when I heard that, I thought, oh, this has to be, you know, right up there with the... You see what happened, too, why those two were always at odds, the governor and the mayor? Because at the beginning of the pandemic, I think it was the legislator gave him complete control, Cuomo, of everything in the state, everything. And now programs like Common Cause, and I forget what the other one is, something up in Albany, I think. And two others, they're trying to get that back so that he doesn't have control over everything in the state anymore. Goes back to how it was pre-COVID. Whenever pre-COVID was, it seems like there was never pre-COVID. It seems like there's always been COVID. It's been lasting so long, you know? But so that's what they're trying to get because he got too much control, you know?
Well.
Hello?
In my mind, it goes back to the medical profession and the people in positions of responsibility that never should have let this thing spread like this. I mean, these people, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for their intelligence.
That's right.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
I was disconnected.
They let the whole thing get out of control. I mean, you're supposed to be doctors of great intelligence. They're a bunch of morons. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
The job of the World Health Organization to watch these things, you know?
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, they certainly weren't watching it, that's for sure.
That's why you can't put your faith in these
people. You know, the thing that the World Health Organization needs to really, you know, step up big time, okay, is they really need to, you know, I don't know, more of the money of the World Health Organization needs to concentrate itself on, you know, heeding its own warnings and its own stuff and actually, you know, connect with each country's own CDC and get the warnings out and make them and start administering more of the stuff and get it going, because it's not only the research, it's both. It's the research and the warnings. It has to work. It just can't. I know everybody says, oh, they didn't. You know, no, they didn't. They really didn't. They failed on the warning.
They might have, even the research.
It was all failed.
Yeah.
Even the CDC was light on both. You know? They didn't bring in even Eastern medicine. It should have been all brought in. Everything. All medicines of the world. All alternative medicines of the world. Everything should have been brought in.
How come that one little country, if it's true, and I have to believe it is, how come that one little country in
Tajikistan or whatever?
Yeah. How come they only had one case of the virus?
How much people do they have?
I don't know.
And I want to ask another question. Are they really reporting the truth?
Well,
are they underreporting? That's the
problem.
We don't know.
But if it's true,
what are they doing?
You know,
take
why,
it and
why
repeat
wasn't,
it.
You didn't hear one thing about, you know, did they go in and investigate this country and find out what they did that was so different?
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe they are, and we don't know about it, and we should know about it. That's another thing. You know, that bothers me also.
Well, I called the nursing home
unanswered
today. I said, when are they going to, you know, oh, I don't know, we're having a meeting for the families on Thursday. Because, you know, not for you, Maureen, but if somebody came in, let's say somebody came in with it, and brought it to one person, and then one person brought it to them. Well, isn't that how we started off with this mess? So this could go on forever and ever, right?
The right thing is,
you know, that's why I have to get out.
They're talking about bringing people in. You got the nice weather. Why don't they bring people out?
Exactly. I mean, they are doing that in other places. Why can't they do it in good old New York, New York?
Right. I'm telling you.
You know?
Bring people
out.
Forget about it. Who the hell wants to go there anyway? I wouldn't want to go to a place.
Right?
It's horrible.
Maybe they're afraid too many people would escape if they had the chance.
Right?
You know? They go out and keep going. And not return. Right? It's just so horrible.
Who knows? Could happen, but they probably have somebody with them.
I'm only kidding. You know, I mean, I know they wouldn't take off, but I mean, why can't they do that? Massachusetts, I think they're doing it that way, and other places, Jersey, why can't they do it?
Yeah.
You know? And I don't think they, well, you know, he also said that it spread through the air conditioning. That's why he's not opening the malls and all, but that's not a proven fact. And how come when you go to the hospitals, they keep them freezing cold to stop the germs from spreading? I mean, we've
they
killed near close to death.
The only thing that they have in there that's a little different, Maureen, is UV, more UV. So that's the only thing that's different in the hospitals lately.
Because why? I couldn't hear you say that.
They have more ultraviolet light in the hospitals lately. So that's why things are a little different. Yeah.
So
that's why it's better,
a
little better in the hospitals, and they have more air filtration, more repeat of air filtration in the hospitals. I was watching a whole documentary on it, even though some of it I couldn't see some of the areas of the hospital because of my vision and the TV and just the way the detail was on the TV. You know, it's people, they don't understand when they have, you know, certain, I guess, broadcasts that you can't see everything on it. But I saw good things, a lot of good things I was able to see, too.
Isn't the ultraviolet, isn't that artificial? It's not the sun.
Well, it is if you're, well, the light is artificially, you know,
They do better to bring people out. Give them the real sun.
Yeah. Because then they could get vitamin D and everything.
What would have done better is if you had the patient who is unfortunately on a vent, okay, during the summer crisis, what would have been the best thing is to have this patient in a, you know, in a semi-air-conditioned, I would say, not air-conditioned completely, but yet somewhat air-conditioned so they could breathe, okay, you know, because they are in a compromised condition, okay?
Those ventilators, they're so controversial, you know.
Well, if you're not breathing, Frank, if you are not breathing, what are you going to do? You're going to need a ventilator.
There's other things they can do that they don't do.
Like what? Let's work on it. Let's talk about it. Seriously.
Come on. Ask Gary Noel. He'll tell you.
Okay,
that's
I'll ask Gary.
That's
if a person gets to a point that they're not breathing, Frank, to just get them to the point where they can go to Gary Noel, you have to get them to start breathing again.
They're not going
to
send them to Gary Noel or pick somebody like him.
Well,
they won't even consult
them. Wait a minute. What there needs to be in America is a cooperation between all these doctors, and that's what is not there. Okay? A Gary Noel should be able to go into a hospital and prescribe what he does, okay, as well as an acupuncturist, as well as all these other doctors, and it should be at the price that Gary Noel, you know, asked for, and also the other doctors as well. It should not be, you know, a crappy price, excuse my French, but it's true.
Gary saved his brother from lung cancer, and as far as I know, he didn't use a respirator.
Well,
you want to know about breathing.
Maybe he did not get to the point
to Gary,
of needing one. Maybe he didn't get to the point of needing one. He got it before it did. I don't know.
I don't know, but I know he's an expert on lungs and all that.
On lungs, yeah. So we'd have to ask him.
They ought to be consulting people like that. How can you say they're doing their job if they don't bring in people who have different and better ideas? They're not.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with that.
They're not doing their job.
I totally agree.
Bunch of half-assed idiots.
But I don't know. I'm going to be the first one to say that I don't know that much about Gary, and I would love to and get my, you know, the only thing I do know is when I went to that doctor in Long Island, and I felt better after I went every single time. And he was all on Gary's concepts. So, if he was based on Gary's concepts, then I know about Gary, you know?
Well, there's a whole group of doctors, you know, that they don't acknowledge. A lot of them are medical doctors, too.
Yeah, and this guy that I went to in Long Island was a medical doctor.
Shows you that they're only out for the money.
Yeah, you know, like you said, only out for the money.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Inner sight. Anything else, Maureen, you want to throw in? Medical?
No, I just, you know, they have to do something because this is just absolutely ridiculous, really. It's
disgraceful. It's more like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
You know, find a place. And we'll move forward.
Thanks. Yeah. Hopefully,
we gotta have something to work with.
Right.
Would you wanna live in like parts of Long Island? I might have some things that we could look at together.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look at that. That's good. Okay.
Okay. Because I thought you were looking at Westchester.
Any place.
Any place is good. Okay, yeah,
good.
I have some good places too. We'll put her name on a couple of things, or I'll have them call you with the application and stuff. And they have to, by law, help you fill it out. So let her help you fill it out. Okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
all right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is just heartbreaking.
I mean, could fill it out for yourself too. This one area is for blind and also disabled up to 55, I think. So you fit that category. 55. So I'm almost in the category of being eligible for it. So, yeah, I saw that and I said, ooh, that's good, that's good. And one's even close to me. like about half a mile close to me.
Oh,
I could even say hi. Once in a while.
I know. This has just been awful. It's just the whole thing has been heartbreaking. You know, it really has. So,
we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Good.
All right.
Definitely.
All right. Inside.
Okay.
Around the world.
Take care. No problem.
Okay. You too. Both of you.
All right. Thank you.
213-816-1650, Matter Glad Monday. And, you know, it really makes me mad.
Disconnected. Hold on.
It really makes me mad when these agencies just pass the buck and don't do their job.
Yeah, you need me to hang up?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It's just a horrible, horrible way to run a system. You know, that they know that these agencies aren't working, aren't doing the right thing, and they keep on dealing with them. They don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened to Maureen and her mom. You know, they had her on the wrong on the wrong program. So we find a place. I'm going to try to bust this thing wide open. We got to get going. Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Open mic live. I want to thank all our listeners.
Yeah.
And again, our deepest condolences for Campbell's, for Marie, and the family. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And thank you so much for listening. And our phone number is 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight phone number. The website is innersight@pmail.com. That's the email, rather.
Yes.
innersight@pmail.com, the website innersight.info. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank my new buddy Bill for his email. We'll be talking to him and try to get some things going
with
the website.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night live on the open mic, 8 to 9. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.